Please rise for prayer. Let us pray for God's mercy, asking that He would hear our petitions and grant them according to His gracious will. As we recall the first Christmas, Lord, we thank You for the gift of Jesus Christ. Give us faith to never forget the magnitude and importance of His sacrifice for us in coming to earth to be our Savior, our brother, and our friend. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
As we remember Mary and Joseph, we thank You for the gift of family. Give us hearts to fully appreciate the gifts we receive through them and seek to be to those who cherish and nourish our family associations. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
As we echo the song of the angels, we thank You for the gifts of poetry and music and for all the writers and composers who have enriched our celebration with their devotion and creativity. Give us eagerness to ever seek to bring You all that is best and most beautiful in our worship. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
As we think of the shepherds to whom the angels brought the greatest news, we thank You for those who serve in the various vocations of life, including those whose daily work often goes unnoticed. We commend to Your special care, Lord, those in the military, our first responders and medical personnel, and all who labor on our behalf is especially challenging or hazardous. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
As we consider those who were at the inn surrounding Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus, we pray for all situations and conditions of people, especially those on our hearts at this time. Lord, be with them and bless them according to their needs. Lord, and give us opportunities to be of comfort and assistance in Your name. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
As we pray, gracious God, remember our dear ones who have completed their earthly lives and now rest in Your eternal keeping. As the brightness of the light of Christ shines on them, may we follow their footsteps in ways of peace and love throughout our lives as we live to Your glory. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
These and any other things You would have us ask of You, Heavenly Father, grant to us for the sake of Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We join together with the words Your Son has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
And to experience the real presence of Jesus tonight, of course, He was born to us in the crib, in the manger, but we get to experience it in a very real way with the giving of His body and blood. This was the sacrifice He wanted His people to have and to know that His love would extend for all time to His people. Our communion tonight will be distributed with a continuous line. The ushers will lead you down the center aisle. And you'll come forward, as I shared in the beginning of the service, and exit along the far aisle. And if you did get receive an individual cup, you'll place it to the basket on the side and return to your seat. Share the words that Jesus shared with His disciples. On the night in which Jesus was betrayed, He took bread. When He had given thanks, He broke it and gave it to His disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is My body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of Me." In the same way, also after supper, Jesus took the cup. When He had blessed it, He gave it to His disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in My blood, which is shed for you for the complete forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of Me." The table of the Lord has been prepared. You are welcome. The congregation may be seated.